one's called I Want to Get Laid, I guess.
But I can't put out.
Ready?
To feel this way, how long till I get through
she was insane. Mood ring, stuck in deepest green.
Thank you. asking for my ID. Listening to you speak, but you never call me. Put it down, put it down.
Next one's called The Show, and we're Slow Coyote from New Hampshire.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Cigarettes, wanna strike a pose.
Thank you. We're Slow Coyote. Look us up on, you know, the internet. And
Google.
We're playing at Zuzu August 31st.
Also playing
Somerville. Oh, we're playing in Somerville at Aeronaut Brewing Company this Saturday, too. What? Oh, no, not yet.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, we play around, so catch us live and stuff.
Which radio station
are
you at?
Fire stuff.
WMFO!
Woo! WMFO, thank you. Peace out.
Moon Fade off their album Shift. Prior to that, we had
Slow Coyote live from Studio D. We will soon be having them for chats. But first, here on WMFO Medford, we've got some more pre-recorded music. This is Emperor Norton's Stationary Marching Band with the Tectonic Loins of Satan.
Hey!
All right, we're doing it. We're making it happen. That just there was Doug McDonald Band with Jason's Record Store off Lightning Head. And we started off that set with Emperor Norton's Stationary Marching Band with the Tectonic Loins of Satan, which I thought would be kind of appropriate because I have Slow Coyote in the studio with me right now, chatting with me. You just heard them perform live, and they are here now with me. And I'm pretty much beside myself. Here's me beside myself. Because I have you guys here. Thank you very much for coming in and playing tonight. And you guys got a couple shows coming up. I know this weekend you are going to be playing at the Aeronaut Brewery, right? And then the end of the month on the 31st, you're going to be at Zuzu's in Central Square.
Yes.
I love that venue. And you mentioned that you were especially keen on the other bands that you're sharing the bill with.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're playing with Dead Trains and Idiot Jeans, and they're both from Boston area.
Very cool. And you guys are from sort of the seacoast area of New Hampshire, is that right? As I myself am as well. Yeah. And is that, did you all grow up around there?
Yeah, I mean, well, no. I grew up like in southeast New Hampshire, and then I moved to seacoast like in college and lived there for like off and on for like 6 years now, probably.
So you got into sort of the UNH vortex.
Yeah.
Well,
in a way.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah,
I feel like that's kind of like a nice trick area. Question because I don't think any of us actually ever grew up at this point.
Yeah, right.
You know,
I'm growing.
It
down.
Is a trick question, and you're a little too clever for me, Bucko. Why don't you introduce yourselves and say what it is that you do in the band Slow Coyote? That could be a serious answer. It could be a pretend answer. Sometimes people enjoy giving pretend answers to that question more than they enjoy giving serious answers. But I accept and enjoy any of the above.
My name is Graham, the Dutch Treat, they call me. I play the drums. Yeah, Slow Coyote. I don't say much, I play the drums.
I am Lucas, I do the you know, thoughts and the writing and the, you know,
Slow Coyote
psychedelic
stuff.
Adventures. And, I play guitar as well.
Yeah, I'm Justin, and I don't really think a lot. I just hit big strings and make noise. Mostly just try to play similar things to what he's playing. Sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. But I don't know, you be the judge. You heard what we did tonight. I
think when it okay. doesn't, stuff gets smashed.
Yeah, you know.
Sometimes smashing needs to happen. As a fellow bass player, I completely respect that answer. Another bass player who was in here once said, they only allow me near instruments that have four strings, which I think that's a respectable thing.
Well, that's why I got a six-string bass, so then I can just, like, totally be like, my strings are bigger than yours, and I still have as many. So, you know.
Just sort of cool. Strut around.
Yeah.
Now, you guys, you are on Facebook, if people would like to connect with you there, Slow Coyote. You also have a Bandcamp page where people can download your music, pay what you like, as the Bandcampers do. You have beautiful t-shirts, which are available for sale either at Bandcamp or at one of your lovely shows.
Come to our shows.
Come to the shows. So Aeronaut Brewery is happening this Saturday. And then on the 31st of the month, which I believe Thursday. Is a Thursday. Yeah. Thank you. At Zuzu's. So that'll be a great show with Idiot Jeans and
Dead Trains.
Thank you. It slipped right out of my brain as happens from time to time. Now I was looking at your musical influences, and I enjoyed the fact that you put Black Magic down there, and I wasn't sure whether or not that was a reference to genuine Black Magic or bands who also reference Black Magic or just to twist my brain around, but it did make me laugh.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And one of my last great before I moved away from New Hampshire memories is a friend of mine taking me down to his parents' basement and playing Black Sabbath backwards for me on his parents' record player.
Nice,
so that's sort of
nice.
That's I felt an affinity to that sort
that's
of
sweet. That's sweet.
That psychedelic nod in a way.
Psychedelic
and there's
nod.
There's a little bit of a feel of that there.
Yeah.
I think. Now, do you all come to the band with a similar kind of sensibility when it comes to music feel?
Absolutely not.
I totally agree with what he said.
We are in our own little boxes, and we don't even talk directly. We talk through phones.
I like that.
Of the micro.
Of the micro variety.
Microphones.
Microphones.
Really, they're very, very tiny.
Phones.
They're minuscule, and you wouldn't, you almost wouldn't know. They'd be talking to each other on their phones, but you wouldn't see the phones, so it would almost be like they're talking to each other, but that's, do not be fooled, because that is not occurring at all. I ask that question because a lot of times when you hear a band that has that level of complexity, I guess, for lack of a better word, you do have every member with their own kind of approach and their own set of influences that they're bringing to the band.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
To
have something that's that.
I mean, Justin's like, I don't know. Justin's more like, I would say, like punk and metal influence and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know. I like a lot of different styles, but I guess I'm like the more psychedelic, like surf and blues. That's like my kind of thing. But I also like punk a lot too. But like,
and I just like a lot of music. I like jam music, but so I kind of like bring that different side of things.
Yeah,
to stuff,
groovy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's almost like a fading into each other where you have like the punk, metal, psychedelia, blues, surf, jam, like that's it. You wouldn't necessarily think that you would put all of those into the same playlist, but you put them together in a band and it works.
Yeah, it seems to like kind of make sense, you know.
It does. It definitely does.
Yeah.
Do you write as you're playing? Do you come in with song ideas? Is it one of you who comes in and says, hey, I have this song that I'd like to do, let's see what we can do with it? Or
yeah, I just like write the songs and then we like play them basically. We add parts and stuff and like little like fine tune them and stuff, but
they definitely grow over time, like for sure. They've definitely grown over time.
Yeah, for sure.
I like to think of it like pizza. Like he brings the sauce and the crust, and then like I add some cheese and pepperoni, and then Graham comes in here and adds some like anchovies and some onions and some peppers, and then Luke comes back again and puts more cheese over the top. And then we just keep adding to it until it gets ridiculous, and then we eat it, and then we're done.
That sounds delicious. That's
until
amazing.
Tomorrow. Yep.
I like that very much.
It's a secret to our music.
It's a pizza secret.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that. That works for me. How long have you guys been playing together in this constellation? Is this the way it has always been?
Me and Justin have been playing together since last May. Then Graham just jumped off on like a month ago.
Yeah, just very new. Very new. I've been playing with Justin though, like for a little while.
Yeah, it's kind of a story. See, Luke went on an adventure a year ago and went out west and wrote a bunch of folk songs. And he came back. I had a studio in downtown Portsmouth. And when he came back, he hit me up and wanted me to record an acoustic album for him. And we'd done one before he left, which was like, yeah, you know. But then he came back and it was like really a lot better, I thought. And we did a music video and we recorded an album. And then he was like, you know, I'm kind of bored with this. I want to get really loud. I'm like, well, I can certainly help with that. I like loud. So we did have a number of different drummers. Our most consistent drummer was a fellow named Jim Hurley, who recently was too involved in some other things to keep going. But Graham and I were in another band called Yellow Youth for about a year. So it just kind of lined up pretty well timing-wise that he jumped on this.
Yeah, the rhythm section popped on, you know?
Yeah, kind of, hopefully it keeps going, it keeps working. Seems pretty good so far, so.
Yeah, I like that. So it's almost like, I'm imagining some kind of, this is going to be dated before it's even out of my mouth, but almost like a fidget spinner kind of thing, where you're the connection to both. Do you know what I mean? And I mean, it's your songs, it's your connection, and without the drums, there would be Nothing. I mean, that is exactly. That is the fact sounds of the matter. Right. So that's that is a neat thing. But when you talk about being super into metal and punk, like if you had to choose one band from each genre that was, in terms of your playing, the most influential, is that a hard question? Is that a weird question?
No, I mean, as far as like, in terms of my playing, you know, a lot of the like the 90s, like Pennywise and Lagwagon and stuff like that, that's when I really started playing bass. I was really into that style, so it's more like clean cut, kind of like fast, you know, I pick the bass, I don't slap it that much, I don't do a lot of fancy stuff, I just kind of play notes really fast and like try to keep up with the guitar. As far as like music wise, what I really enjoy that, which I enjoy about this band is kind of like, I feel like we, at least Luca and I and Graham to a certain extent, like bands like Misfits, Nirvana, I kind of like it in us a little bit just because we have a lot of different styles of songs. So like Butthole Surfers, which is one of my all-time favorites, and I kind of like, definitely. So I like having like a really heavy, loud song and then a really quiet, weird song.
You know? Yeah. All those different strands. Like, yeah. Graham, for you, like, when you talk about jam bands, are those the bands that are most influential to you, or is that more the attitude that influences you?
Well, I mean, I like Fish a lot, and I just, John Fishman as a drummer in general has really influenced the way I like to play in the way of, like, feeling playing. And so just that alone, but all that is combined into music, and like I love all music because without all music there would be not this right now. So I don't know, that's just happened to be where I was at the time and have evolved to this now. So I don't know,
I like that yeah. Makes sense. There's a band about 10 years ago, Campaign for Real Time, and they like to say that their influences were basically like an iPod that had everyone's musical influences set on shuffle. Like, it's just all of the things. Because exactly. Without all of the things, then you wouldn't have.
Exactly. You can't take little pieces from each thing if you don't have it all. You know what I mean? Like, you can't take a little piece of a country song or a little piece of a classical song or a jam song and mix it all together to get your own one song without if you didn't have it all. You know?
Yeah. So. Yeah. It's sort of at your fingertips or your ear tips. Yeah. In a way, however that would work. And Luke, I was intrigued as you were talking about the three musical arenas that you're most influenced by. I mean, it seems like there's some guitars, aren't there, that are similar between sort of psychedelic bands of the 60s as well as the surf rock bands of the 50s, either because they were inexpensive guitars to get your hands on or whatever it might be. But that was something that sort of intrigued me, was a relationship there that I wouldn't have thought of just by listening to the music. And I'm curious about how that came to be, that those were big influences of yours.
Well, gee, I don't even know. I just like the 60s and a lot. Yeah.
So like the whole,
but I like the 90s
decade.
Too.
Yeah.
And the 80s, and I like it all, a bunch of stuff, but like I'm definitely heavily influenced by the 60s a lot and the 70s, but like I love grunge music too. And like punk rock, so like, and folk. I really dig folk music.
Yeah, you were saying that when you came back from,
yeah,
I imagine
like I
California.
Started out,
you
wrote, like, this band was just me, and I was just playing acoustic folk because I was like, oh, I want to be folk, and then I was like, yeah, I'm bored. I still do play some folk songs, like play some in our set, but it's like cooler to mix it in with other stuff, you know, like I don't know, I like to keep up with like really loud bands and be like, yeah, I can do that too, and then be like, all right, I'm gonna chill.
Yeah,
you know, it's just not all loud and all crazy psychedelic or whatever. It's like showing different sides of a person, you know.
Yeah, well, it's the same kind of idea that you have this whole palette available to you. Why you know, cover every,
yeah, and
every,
I'm
painting
like,
with red.
I get bored so easily that I'm like, yeah, I don't want to play just one style ever.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, you know, like psychedelic music is cool. It's definitely a different time now, though. It's like, yeah, it's not as like new. So you have to do something new with it because it's like, it's already happened. So.
Yeah. Well, I really dig your sound. I think that was
very cool to
hear your set. I think our air conditioner is agreeing with me or something.
It's trying to join the band.
It's trying to be louder.
It's like, I can do good percussion, luck. Guys. What about this weird hum? You want to use me? So, Slow Coyote, I'm delighted that you came into play. We're going to be throwing up online tomorrow the podcast of tonight's show. So if you tuned in toward the end and only caught the last couple songs or this chat, we'll throw it up online so you can listen to the full set live. And then you can show up on Saturday to the Aeronaut Brewery and see them live and in person and purchase their beautiful t-shirts.
Come say hey.
Yeah, come chill.
Say hey, buy him a beer. Then on the 31st, they're going to be back in Boston playing, well, I should say in Cambridge, but you know what I mean, in Central Square playing at Zuzu's with Idiot Jeans, and my brain's going to do it to me again.
Dead trains.
Dead trains. Oh, my God.
Just think Slow, Dead, and Idiot in the same. We like to keep our shows simple.
I like it. Just like Kiss. Beautiful. Slow Coyote, gentlemen, I thank you. Are there any other things that we should leave the people with? People can find you on Bandcamp and purchase your music there, download it from there, can find you on Facebook and learn all about the shows that are coming up. You're working on new music. Some of that new music is among your set list from tonight. And that will be coming out at some point in the future.
Yes.
For people.
Yeah, in like December.
Very cool. Yes. Well, when the album comes out, you'll Christmas. Have to come back.
Yeah, it's going to be a Coyote Christmas.
Can you picture it?
I can, and I'm kind of imagining, like, ugly sweaters.
Yeah.
I mean, they would be beautiful sweaters.
Lots
ugly
of
sweaters, like, ripped to shreds by Coyotes.
Yeah. Super punk.
Oh, yeah.
So, Slow Coyote, gentlemen, thank you very much for joining me tonight.
Thank you.
And, yes, Aeronaut Brewery. This Saturday, Thursday the 31st, back in Boston at Zuzu's. Gents, thanks again.
Thank you.
And have a fine evening.
You as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. yummy plate of Guinness, just a few miles away from Limerick town. I'd pass the old St. Joseph Cemetery on me way. You could say I took the long way around. It was a dark old pub with a plate of salted mackerel that jumped up from the river behind the place. I was laughing with the lads, we were having us a crack. I turned around and saw her beautiful face. Shackles of misery. Hey! She told me she took a lover. She told me his name was Brian. She told me that Brian was off on a way a sea. She was longing for a man, maybe Seamus, Sean, or Dan, or maybe her blue eyes were following me. Away but me.
I tried to tell you, Scotty.
She was longing for a man, maybe Seamus, Sean, or Dan. 'Cause Brian was still up there on the sea. Former self.
Scott Damgard. Scott Damgard. Oh, Annie Murphy. Leaving Hyannis right there. Prior to that, we heard Matt York, Sick of It All from Boston, Texas. And I've got time for, I think, one more song, so I'm going to play it for you right now. You've been listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO Medford. My name is Pam. We'll be back next week. I will be back the second Wednesday in September, and so it goes. This right here, the Curtis Mayflower, King of Fools.
Pretty baby, but somebody should have warned you. Yeah, yeah. You can't fool a joker, 'cause a joker